Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of The Crystal Show. Or wait, no, The Bachelor. We'll be right back after this.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yes. Crazy tribute for y'all know who. Crystal.
Hi.
Thanks so much for tuning in again this week. Hey, everybody. You guys, thanks so much for joining us. I'm your host, Christina Zias. You can find me across social media at Miss Zias and at MissZias.com. And next to me is Sterling.
Hey, guys. I'm Sterling Cates. You can find me everywhere at Sterling Cates.
Hey, guys. It's Christine. You can find me all over social media at Christine Beam.
With threes. With three E's, guess where? Hey guys, it's Renee, and you can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel.
And in the booth, you guys, we have Jeff in the house.
Woo! What's up, Jeff?
Yo, can you guys hear me?
Yes. Yeah.
Jeff, hey. You've got a nice beard coming in.
Thank you. That's what they're saying. I'm not so sure if my fiance agrees, but maybe she'll get on the team.
Hey, it's looking good. So for those of you that don't even know how AfterBuzz works, right? What happens is that we watch the show together, mm-hmm. and then we come on directly afterwards and talk about it and discuss it with you guys either in the chat room and with each other. So when we were coming in today, Jeff was watching it right before, and I walk in, and he's watching it, and I'm like, hey, I put my stuff down. He's like, go, go, go. He's like, you can't watch it. And it was like the end of the episode, and he obviously didn't want me to see what happened, but I was like, okay. Like, he was so into it, so Jeff, happy to have you here.
Thank you. I gotta say, this was a drama-filled episode. So much to talk about.
So, I mean, you guys probably get this too, but I'm talking about The Bachelor on, like, Instagram all week. And today, someone was messaging me from New York being like, I just hate Ari so much. And I was like, oh my gosh, what is going to happen in this episode? And I can't believe how much I like him more and more each week. And this week, I mean, I don't know, guys, I'm here for Ari. Like, officially, I really like him.
I liked him this week, and I definitely liked how he handled the Crystal situation leading up until the end, though. You know what I mean? I liked that he was like, well, this could be our last argument or whatever, mm-hmm. so I wish he kind of just stuck through with that the whole way through, but
what you guys' opinions, Christine?
I'm liking him more as time goes on. I will give him that. This week was the first time I actually found him attractive, like, in the dates. I was like, okay, I see the appeal there. Also loved how he handled the Crystal situation up until the end as well. But then again, you know, the producers always get you, so.
Yeah, no, I got no problems with Ari. I think he handled everything pretty well. I do think a producer was in his ear saying, leave her here for one more week. She's TV gold, which if they're saying that, they're right. She is. She really, really is.
Just real quick, before we get into the full episode, I just want you all to know that we obviously have a chat roll. And Jeff, right now, someone is asking if you're single or not.
Oh.
Oh, I'm flattered, unfortunately. Well, fortunately for me, I guess. Yes. You, I'm getting married in August. So.
It was Brit. She August. Said congratulations for you anyway.
Oh,
so.
Thank you very much.
Nice. But, you know, since our show is about love, just trying to make all the connections we can. Christina. Are you guys single on the panel?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so if there's anyone in the chat roll here, I know, Sterling, you're taken. If there's anyone here for Christina or Renee, you guys can leave that in the comments,
wait,
too.
Is this we'll the single side of the table right now?
I just realized. It's split up.
Maybe not by the end of the season. Like, yeah, we'll see.
We're slowly moving this way.
Yeah.
Yes,
Christina, okay.
you're next.
Okay, guys, so I feel like we need to get into this episode because so much happened.
Yeah. Okay.
So let's start off with the first one-on-one date that went to Chelsea, obviously. And also, we were wondering, did Fort Lauderdale sponsor, like, this whole date? Because I never wanted to go to Florida so badly. I was like, damn, Florida's nice.
Pretty sure Fort Lauderdale sponsored this episode.
Right?
The city is on this side, and there's so much water. And then we did this in Fort Lauderdale.
It's beautiful. Yeah, Fort Lauderdale. You could fall in love in Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale.
Everything the girls were saying, literally the whole time they were walking anywhere in Fort Lauderdale.
There's no better place to find love than in Fort Lauderdale.
So funny.
Yo, have you been to Fort Lauderdale, Jeff?
Unfortunately, I haven't. It is funny. It does feel like some seasons it's like we're going to Rome and then Milan. And this season it's like Scottsdale and Fort Lauderdale and Tahoe. Not quite the international traveling we're used to on this show, but
not yet. Not yet.
That's true. Right. Paris next week.
Okay, so Chelsea gets the first one-on-one date. And it's so funny because I feel like we started the season off and everyone was kind of hating on her. And then, you know, they have this date, and then she obviously shared her story. And, like, how can you hate her in that moment anymore? Everyone's definitely Team Chelsea.
I really liked her. Like, this date made me really like her. I thought she was so well-spoken. Unlike when Crystal opened up that first time, this felt very genuine, and I felt for her. Like, for the first time, I empathized with her and what she had gone through. And then you could really see their connection this episode. And so I was here for Chelsea. Yeah, I'm like, you make the top five, girl. I'm here for it.
I don't know if this makes me a liar or someone you can't trust, but I changed my mind about Chelsea.
What?
You get out of here. You are a liar.
I'm leaving the date right now.
My bags are packed. And I'm taking care of myself by staying in my room. Okay. No, but I agree with you, Renee. I think Chelsea, whereas in the beginning, the first night, it seemed kind of petty to use her child as, like, some sort of, like, chip in this. Mm-hmm. But tonight, she seemed very genuine. I will say that because it was at the beginning of the episode, I completely forgot about it.
Yeah.
Later, when she popped back up, I was like, oh, my God, I totally forgot about Chelsea because her chemistry, they have chemistry, but compared to the date with Tia, it did fall a little flat for me.
Well, I think Ari, you know, I had mixed feelings because part of me felt like he was being very supportive and listening to her. And in other points, in other parts of the conversation, I was like, is he even listening to what she's saying? He, like, seemed like a little distant. He's like, wow, must have been so hard. I don't know. Yeah. He just didn't seem like he was really there in the moment with her. And it could have been the editing. Yeah. Jeff, what do you think?
Well, I will say one thing I was surprised about with this was when they got into the conversation about her ex, I was surprised that he didn't push more. Because one thing I've liked about Ari all season is I feel like he's kind of defied the expectations of bachelor dates by actually asking questions. And I feel like she shared a little bit about her past relationship, but really it wasn't that much. And I would have been curious to learn more about why Crystal and her husband split up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was surprised
that... Chelsea, yeah.
Chelsea, sorry, yeah. And I felt like Ari didn't really push her there. And I kind of hoped he would have, because one thing I liked all episode is he's being pushier in a good way with the girls to learn more and say how he really feels. Whereas I just would have been curious to learn a little bit more about her backstory.
Yeah, I wonder if he did ask more and they just didn't show it. Because we have to pay attention to how long that date really is when they're getting dinner and not actually eating it, as opposed to what we're seeing. So I think they just got, like, the little bit of it that would be juicy for us, and the rest they assume we wouldn't care. I hope. And if he really didn't ask questions, then I just think he's not that interested.
I mean, I think they did share a good amount of her story. For her to just put it out there.
Yeah.
I mean, I was shocked. Normally, you don't think someone would be once so vulnerable, so open. Like, and just to hear what happened to her, it was just, you know, it was tough to hear.
Yeah, I totally empathize with now her aggressiveness and wanting to secure something stable for her, her family that she has. Because I know my jaw dropped. I looked right over at you when, you know, hearing that he left her when her son was 6 months old. Yeah. I was like...
And that he's married to another woman. It wasn't like a mutual thing and has another kid.
That broke my heart for her.
Yeah. Like, and Chelsea spent all of her 20s in that relationship. Yes. And then as soon as they had a kid, it ended. So that's really all she's known. And
totally.
I don't know. I definitely like felt for her. And I'm curious to see how far it'll go with Ari. It's hard to say if he just is fulfilling his single mom like type that he has.
Yeah.
If he actually likes her.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, they definitely, like, she was straddling him on the jet ski, like, in magical Fort Lauderdale. There's some chemistry there, you know?
Fort Lauderdale.
There's something in the water.
There's something
in
Fort Lauderdale.
With the telescope?
Yeah.
Rather than the binoculars, this episode featuring the telescope.
Oh, my goodness.
Which was it, Mikkel, or who was it?
Mikkel.
Oh, you had it completely going the wrong way.
They're
they're over there.
Oh, that's good.
She was like, I'm actually not trying to see this.
Yeah.
There's a guy over there that I'm trying to look at.
Yeah.
I can't believe Mikkel came back, honestly. Were you guys surprised about that?
I forgot about her for a hot second.
Me too.
I honestly wasn't expecting her to come back for some reason.
Yeah, me neither. And also, I mean, unless she was a character from the show that we truly cared about. I mean, she's gorgeous, and I'm sure they had, like, that flirty chemistry. But she wasn't a villain. She wasn't someone we saw as being a top three. So it was surprising they would have had her come back at all. Why bother?
I feel like ABC misled us, because on the first episode, we thought we were going to see a lot of her.
She had a package.
Yeah. She had a package. She really is gorgeous, and they kept showing her face, and then, like, that's it.
Well, to be fair, what happened was very unexpected. I mean, they couldn't have predicted that she wouldn't.
So you think that's why we saw less of her conversations then, because they knew that she was going to go home?
Probably. That's what I would guess.
I think it's partially that, and just also partially she didn't really have that big of a
connection
with him. Yeah. She didn't shake things up in the house, which is, I don't think it's her, you know, her fault per se. Sometimes the normal girls on this show get lost between, you know,
just crystals. Like
the crystals and the Corinnes and, you know, what have yous, which is it's similar, I think, to what happened with my sister on Nick's season. She was just so normal and, like, kind of flew under the radar and then got sent home. So it happens.
Yeah, definitely.
I will say I liked this date with Chelsea, but I don't know if she's got that much more time there. Like, I feel like it doesn't have quite the same physical chemistry to me as some of the other relationships on the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even though I think he respects her a lot, but I'm not sure if she's a long game for him. I don't know what you guys think. But.
Yeah, I agree with you.
One thing I will say I noticed in their conversation, besides Ari's semi-insincere reactions to what she was saying, which I think me and you were both looking at each other like kind of confused by that, is the whole him wanting single, going after single mothers thing popped into my head. But I feel like when she told him about that, it almost like had the look on his face like, I don't know if I can handle that. Mm. Like, he seemed more scared by this scenario.
Interesting.
Than how he talked about, you know, dating single mothers in the past and his overall, like, mood about it. I don't know. Maybe I might have been reading too much into it.
Do y'all know how old Chelsea's son is? Sammy? Is that his name?
No.
I don't know how old he is.
I'm curious because, like we were saying to that point, about her having spent her whole 20s with this one guy, if she's just immediately rushing into this potential marriage with Ari, she hasn't really ever had a chance to get to know herself.
Yeah, because she's
and be an adult herself. And now that she has a child, I don't know. I don't know if it would be.
Kelsey in the chat room said that he is 3 years
old. He's three. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So thank you, 2.5 years.
Yeah. And going off of that, I will say you make a good point because she did say in a past episode that she's ready to discover herself through someone else.
Yeah.
I made a comment about that.
Which
thing.
Is.
That's not
a
what you're supposed
sign.
To do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So truly, I mean, if it doesn't work out with her and Ari, I do think she should just be alone. As hard as that is, being a single mother, and I could not imagine, and I think her ex is a douchebag. Mm-hmm. But I do think you do need that time on your own to love yourself, be good on your own before you are ready to accept love from someone else.
I agree with that.
I agree with that. Okay. People in the chat room are saying that her husband didn't sign consent to show her son on TV, and I guess he wasn't in her package, and that's why.
Mm. Well, I think that's fair.
I think that's
fair,
too.
We don't need to see her 3-year-old son.
Yeah.
He can't make the decision that he wants to be on TV.
Yeah, definitely.
It's not like Kenny brought his daughter on, like, every 5 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Why did I think we saw him in her package? Did she have a package?
She did.
She just talked about being a mother?
Mm-hmm, at her house, and she was, like, making peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even remember that.
I remember that.
Well, I just remember Becca's nanny, the kid she nannies. That's, I guess, what I
probably.
We saw one kid. It wasn't even hers.
Okay, well.
And also, who's the kid from Annalise's Nightmares or whatever? That kid that definitely didn't sign a consent.
That was so, so, so funny. Poor Annalise.
I know.
I hope she's doing well.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go over to the group date. So on the group date, we had Mikkel, Crystal, Becca K, Becca M, Jenna, Sian, Kendall, Marique, Jacqueline, and Lauren V. Damn, there's so many girls still.
Mm-hmm.
And they went bowling. Which is actually it's a fun date bowling. Wait, what did you say?
The trigger warning.
Oh, yeah.
Weren't you guys so ready for this date to be like, you're bowling, but you will be covered in maggots and thrown down the aisle with the balls?
When they said, what was it? So I forgot what the date card said. It said something about.
Something about spare.
Spare. I was
something
like,
to spare.
I thought, I was like, oh gosh, they're going hunting or they're doing something.
We need to talk about something really important.
What?
And it's called, why did Ari lick the bowling ball?
Oh my gosh. He's gonna get
tongue.
So sick. That's so germy
that was
and disgusting.
So gross.
Do you think it was like ABC's, like, you know how they're trying to make him the kissing bandit? Do you think they're like, oh, this would be funny, just make out with the bowling ball?
He's the bowling ball licker?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Jeff, am I missing something here? Is that from a movie or something? Why is he licking the bowling ball?
I gotta say, I feel like I have a fairly low standard for, like, germophobia.
You licked the bowling ball, haven't
you?
No,
I was gonna say, that was too much even for me.
Oh, okay. Okay,
just
I was
saying,
like,
a lot. I've never licked a bowling ball.
Okay.
There was nothing, like, cheeky or cute about that. Like, that was not gonna
just
make
like,
me
why?
Like him anymore.
Which producer said to do this and why?
Can
you
know.
Please just DM me and let me know your reasoning behind that thought? I don't understand.
That is the real story here, and I am determined to get to the bottom line.
Guys, people are saying in the chat row is a Big Lebowski reference.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, we are not cultured enough to know that. Sorry, guys.
I knew it had to be a reference to something. Yes. I was no hoping. Way he'd smoke. I mean, but anyway, he could have pretended.
Anyways, we're still grossed out by it, and that's fine.
Wait, still disgusted by it.
Disgusted.
Wait, hold on, guys. Side note. Christina has a sweater that has a heart in her sleeve, and it's the cutest thing I just noticed that you had a heart in your sleeve.
Okay, you all know it's really embarrassing. I've worn this sweater like 5 times this week, and by the 3rd time, I was like, this sweater's so great. And now, by the 5th time, I'm like, I need to get a new sweater.
It's a winner. We love it.
Thanks. I blogged about it. Check it out.
You didn't lick a bowling ball, Christina.
I didn't. And I do have a heart on my sleeve.
You wear your heart on your sleeve.
Always.
That's what you need on The Bachelor.
Oh, my gosh. If I were on this date, I think I always, like, wonder, am I going to be, like, the girl who, like, says something, or would I just, like, keep it cool and not say a word? And I think I would have to say something to Crystal.
Oh, you mean after the fact?
Yeah, I mean, this date was ridiculous.
Do you mean when she had her one-on-ones? We saw more one-on-ones with Crystal than we saw one-on-ones with Ari.
I know, we really did. We really did.
Gosh.
I feel like the date had so much potential to be so much fun, and it just went the wrong way. What did you guys think about, one, splitting them up into teams and saying only one team will get time?
They do that stuff all the time with, like, when they play basketball.
But is that fair? Is that cool?
Oh, stop it. Everyone wins. Everyone gets a
gold
star. Who cares? It is a competition to get a husband. Someone's going to win that game, and someone's going to lose.
But I also don't care that he brought everyone back.
Oh, no,
everyone
me neither.
Should be excited about that.
It doesn't matter. I mean, okay, if you're thinking of the context of where we're at, it is week 5. It's getting real. But, like, come on.
No,
like,
I think that they were validated in being annoyed. Like, they won, and it seemed like they won by a long shot, right? So, like, they just worked hard. They're really excited, and they're like, finally we get some more time, and then all these girls are coming too. Like, I think that's validated. I'd be pissed also.
Yeah.
What was bad is that Crystal pissed.
But
yeah.
No.
To be fair, your bowling abilities are not your ability to be compatible with Ari. That shouldn't determine if you get more time with him. If you have a connection, should determine.
Right, which is what Ari probably realized. And was like, and I should probably hang out.
Wait, I actually want to make out with Becca M all night. Yeah.
I feel like that's why he wanted them back on that date.
Yeah. If the other team won, do you think he would have done the same thing?
I don't know.
Who was on there? Crystal? Maybe Mikkel?
Other Becca?
To be honest, I think that's part of the reason why Crystal probably got into her head, because she thought the reason why he wants both teams to be together is because he wants to talk to other girls, like these specific girls, and it wasn't me.
Totally.
I think that, I mean, either way, let yourself, like, get in your head, but not that far. Like, have those thoughts, but don't be a little baby about them and cry in your hotel room in your robe. That was a nice robe, though.
I honestly think that once she had gotten that far, she just couldn't get herself out of it, and she had to keep going and going.
Probably. Also, she probably did. You know, Crystal keeps saying things about how she doesn't get validation, but I could not believe the way he talked to her and said, this vision is just amazing, and kissed her on the cheek, like checking her out, and was like pretty much being like, damn, you're fire. You know
he's
what I mean?
He's definitely egging her on.
For sure.
She's not completely crazy thinking that he's into her, because he is.
Jeff, last week you had Crystal's back. Do you have her back again this week?
You know, okay. Obviously she's crazy, but I kind of get.
So yes, you do.
Just hear me out. Okay. I kind of get her. I get. She's someone who's obviously very, very emotional and not very good at controlling her feelings. And there are people like this. There are people who like to fight. And there are couples who like to fight because they feel like it generates intimacy. Mm. And we'll get into it. And to a certain extent, I kind of understand people like this, because it's all of a sudden this new dynamic and this new emotional access that you have with someone. And there's a specific moment when they talk about their views on fighting that we'll get to later. Mm. But I think that's what Crystal was doing, was she's like, I need to grab his attention in some other way because I can feel him slipping away.
That's so toxic, though.
I agree. Yeah. And I don't think the whole mentality of, oh, I need to teach him a lesson sort of thing.
And that's what it was.
And that's exactly what it was.
I like that he said it, too. He's like, were you trying to teach me a lesson?
Right. And CM called her out on that, too. And a couple of the other girls were like, what is your intention by doing this? Are you trying to teach him a lesson? Are you trying to show him something?
Becca wrapped it up in a bow when she said, like, I think she just wanted him to go chase after her.
Yeah.
Or was it Ashley?
Exactly what she wanted. But then when he got there, it wasn't the reaction she wanted from him. She wanted him to be like, are you okay? What's wrong? Let's work through this. And he was like, well, I think you should stay up here. I don't know why you did what you did, but I'm going to go back downstairs.
Yeah. What I'm so confused about is what happened in that bus or in that car ride back to the hotel.
The cameras must not have been there. They probably weren't mic'd, I guess.
But why couldn't the girls have said what happened?
Yeah, there should have been in the moments with like specific things, because even Kendall was being vague about, oh, did you tell him everything you said? It just seemed like there was more than her just calling him a liar.
I feel like she must have called out the other girls.
Maybe, but that's not about him.
It sounded to me like she was bashing Ari, saying he was a liar and she couldn't trust him. And
but
that's
what
not,
else?
And that's not who she would want to be with, someone that she can't trust and who's a liar, is what it sounded like. That's bad enough, right?
I think they didn't show it because she didn't go home. Like, if it was enough that it was what she said was enough to send her home and stuff like that, they probably would have shown it.
Maybe they'll show it later.
You know what kind of, you know what bothered me about the whole thing is that the girls were obviously fed up with Crystal, as they, you know, they had every right to be. She didn't want to come down to the date. But the first thing they said when Ari sat down was, oh, Crystal's not here. You know what I mean? Like, why even talk about her? Yeah. Why give him the ammo to go upstairs and console her? Why not just ignore the fact that she's not there? If he brings it up, fine. But I feel like they were like, they wanted to talk about her, and that's why he went up there. And fine, like, I understand why he did that. It was just frustrating for me because I feel like the girls egged him on to do it.
Strategy, yeah. I think, kind of, you know,
like
I don't know.
Like a girl strategy?
Yeah, I think it's it's like if you have the chance to throw someone under the bus, it's very rare that the girls ignore a chance to throw someone else under the bus because they're competing, you know?
And to that same note, as often as they can do it in a group setting like that, instead of pulling them aside and one-on-one talking about it, when he can see that as a group they don't like her, then that's a red flag that something's off with Crystal, obviously.
Strategy. They're good, huh? Okay, I didn't think about that, but I guess that makes sense what you guys are saying.
I think they also were low-key testing him in the same way that Crystal was, though. Like, are you going to run after me? And in their case, it's like, are you going to stay here and enjoy time with us? And I think a lot of the girls were obviously disappointed that he just ran off. Yeah. So like you said, it worked against them, that strategy a little bit. But
kind of.
Yeah. And it's so annoying because Crystal was all upset about the game bowling situation not being fair to the winning team. And thinking about what's being fair and what's not fair, her crying like a baby up in her room is not fair to the other girls. You know what I mean? So she's being very hypocritical in her what she's doing here.
But it's Crystal's world, and we're all just
living. That's very true.
So do you guys feel like it was totally wrong for Ari to go down and talk to Crystal?
Honestly, yes, but I understand where he's coming from. Because I think if you have genuine feelings for somebody and you hear something like this, that they're talking bad about you, you don't want to wait a week for them to film you guys together again so you can bring it up. You want to address it right then. However, if you're already experiencing red flags in the relationship and you know that that's reinforcing bad behavior by going up there and giving into manipulative behavior, you should stay downstairs and teach her a lesson by not giving in.
Yeah. No, I think Ari handled the situation really, really well. I think he had to go up there. I think at least to be like, okay, what's going on? But I think him telling her to stay up there, I was very into Ari in this moment. I was like, okay. You know what I mean?
I agree that I think at first I was upset that he went up there because I didn't, like Renee, like you said, didn't want him to reinforce that behavior. Mm-hmm. But I think he did have to go up there to hear both sides of the story. He can't just listen to the girls and that's then take true. That at its face. So and Christina, I agree with you. I like how he handled it when he went up there. And he was like, okay, cool. You can stay up here and mope. I'm going to go back down. Mm-hmm. And handle it from
like
there.
Like, Ari's not playing games. Yeah. I feel like, I think at this point, he's probably confused in what he wants, but at the same time, he knows what he wants. Or he's confused in who he wants, but he knows what he wants. And he's not going to, like, let the drama get in the way.
Yeah.
I also think, from Ari's perspective, I was thinking, too, he probably wanted to give the girls his full attention.
Yeah.
And if he were to leave that drama cooking somewhere else, he might not have it might not have been fair to the other girls because he might not have been totally there.
That's true.
So I was very impressed by Ari. And it's interesting. We've talked about his sort of alpha assertiveness that we've wanted to see. Mm-hmm. And this was one of the most, like, quote unquote, manly things we've seen any bachelor do on the show, I would say. I was very impressed by his behavior here.
Do y'all wish that he found out about Crystal actually coming down? In the middle of all that.
No, I'm happy he didn't, because why even give her the time of day?
Yeah. And even, you know, Jeff made a good point. When it happened, when he went up there, I was like, why didn't he just go up after the cocktail party? But then again, it probably would have been just stewing on his mind the entire time and interrupted his time with the girls to really connect with them.
I feel like if Ari had known that Crystal did end up coming down despite him saying for her to stay up there, that she wouldn't have gotten a rose.
That's valid.
I don't know. All I know is, okay, so part of the group date that, like, got in my head, so do you see his and Becca M's connection, right? Like, yeah. You know, like, her legs are on top of him. Like, I really like her because I think she's very intelligent.
Both Becca's legs were.
Right, well, that's what I'm saying. But then in the second date, or the second part of it, when he was with Becca in his hotel room, he, like, grabbed her legs and put them over him, too. I was like, oh, maybe this is, like,
that's
his thing.
That's
yeah.
His new legs.
Exactly.
Imagine if either of them, one, looking back, like, you do that to every girl.
Yeah, I know.
Every girl do that.
What did you think about him bringing Becca K to his bedroom?
I mean, I thought it was a sweet gesture since she got the first date and they do have a pretty strong connection at this point. Except in that conversation, we didn't see anything in depth. They're talking about, mm-hmm. Oh, you need to ask questions. And she's like, I have so many questions. And then never.
He's like, just kiss me.
Probably because the questions were boring for TV. Like, yeah. The only reason they showed Kendall's questions is because she literally asked if he'd eat a human.
Yeah,
that was like TV worthy.
But they asked Lauren B's questions, and hers were like, "What's your favorite color?" Like, I feel like their chemistry was on point. That was a
you
really cute moment.
That was on point.
I thought Lauren, yeah, and so did Ari. Obviously, he gave her a rose, girl.
I did not like their 21 questions game.
You
did
it?
It was so lame. Yeah,
I thought it was really cute.
What's your favorite?
I'm with Christina. I thought it was very romantic.
I think it was appropriate for where they were at in their relationship and from what we've seen. I can understand that early on. Oh, well, what do you like? But I will agree. I was underwhelmed by the time that he spent with Becca K, because that would have been a good moment to, like, reconnect and make sure that passion is still there. And it was just so flat.
Lauren B was really vulnerable because she told him that she likes the color burgundy.
Oh my gosh. Guys, I thought it was a very cute moment that went way deeper than the color really burgundy.
Cute. It was really cute. I think she'll go pretty far.
Definitely.
I think Becca K is going to go really far. Yeah. I just think they didn't show it because it was getting to know you questions that the America didn't really care about. Yeah. I think their chemistry is on point. I think you can just tell by someone's body language, even if we're in that, like, 2 minute span being like, I don't see it. Her legs are on top of him. They're hugging. They're kissing. The chemistry's there. We're just not seeing the full story.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Well, I guess we'll see what happens. So, obviously, Lauren B. got the group date rose. I was happy for her because she seemed very bummed that she did not have a one-on-one date.
I'm not, like, the biggest fan of her, though.
Me neither.
Do you think she's, like, really vanilla?
I don't really, like, dislike her, but she just does nothing for me.
She does nothing for me. Their chemistry isn't fun for me. It's just watching, like, two people on a first date that are having an okay time.
Yeah. What did you guys think about her getting all worked up about Crystal? During that confrontation and then getting up and walking away?
Because I guess she asked, like, but what do you mean? And she asked the same question twice and then she walked away.
I think she was lit, honestly. I think she was just a little drunk and was like, I don't have the patience for this.
Like Jenna the entire
like Jenna the entire season. Jenna's definitely, like, drinking every single episode, right? Yeah.
I don't know what I'm done means anymore. Crystal has said it 50 times.
Sparkles.
Lauren B said it several times tonight. So does this mean you're leaving? Does this mean you're done with this particular interaction?
I'm
where
hurt.
Are you done and where are you going?
I know.
My bad.
Valid question.
Do I'm you hurt. Have a plane ticket from done. Fort Lauderdale?
No, she wants to stay there and find love. Yeah. That's where you find love. Fort Lauderdale.
Okay, you're done with this particular conversation, now one-on-one with Ari. Got it. Okay.
Jeff, do you have any last thoughts on the group date?
I don't think on the group date. I mean, I'm just agreeing with you guys mostly. I mean, obviously, Crystal overreacted is my final thought.
Okay.
Yeah.
Agreed. Okay, so then the next one-on-one date goes to Tia, and they go boating through the Everglades, which felt like a very Tia date. Yeah. And part of me, like, wishes they made her feel like a princess more than, you know, eating alligators and eating fried frogs.
Let's go gator hunting. Like, why did they do that for her date? This is The Bachelor date. Yeah. On a private jet to Paris. What do you mean?
Freaking I know.
Becca got to pick out thousands of dollars of dresses and you take her to go gator watching? Are you kidding
and
me?
And eat fried frog legs with claws still on. Like,
she was like, listen, I live in the city now.
Yeah. I know. Yeah.
She was like,
Well, but, and then there was the moment when they get to the house and you expect this mansion and he's like, this is a shack that I've built.
Yeah, I know.
I was like, okay.
How but suspect you know what? Was that guy?
He was nice.
He was sweet, but it was just like...
But, where did you find him?
Yeah. Like, but
cute, but...
How'd you find this guy in the middle of the swamp down here?
I know.
I was ready for him to be a musician, though, and for them to start, like, promoting. Oh, yeah. Like, this is Country Guy. At Twitter, at CountryXO.
Oh, my gosh. So funny. It was a really cute date, though. Like, their chemistry is on point. I really like Tia. I like them together. I feel like... I think, Sterling, you said it while we were watching. You were like, okay, this is a real conversation.
Yeah. It was a really good conversation. It was at their dinner later.
Yeah.
I was interested in hearing the responses. I mean, they touched on religion and faith, which is an important conversation when you're discussing thinking marriage. About getting married with someone. I mean, marriage is typically a religious ceremony, so that's important. So they're talking about things other than, you know, just the pretty surface level stuff.
Yeah, and they're just so fun to watch on screen. Yeah. Like, it's a fun dynamic. And I think, honestly, with the date they had, the fact that that was one of my favorite moments of the episode, which was literally watching them in a boat looking at gators, which we kind of had the same thing, but which what you would have thought, like, Chelsea's date, considering, like, the glam, the yacht, would have been more interesting to watch. It wasn't. Like, for me, Tia stuck out. And they were... looking at gators and went to some house that this guy built in 10 years, Gerald.
Do you guys think that he's as into her as she's into him right now?
I think he's into her.
Because he was like, what did you say? Say it again. Did you mean that? Look at me in the eyes when you say it. Like, it wasn't like him being uncomfortable, like, oh, you're falling for me. He loved that.
Do you think so, Christine?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know. I wasn't completely sold. I'll be honest. Really? I just feel like... she's just very more visibly, like, smitten with him than he is with her. I believe that he likes her. I think that there's something there, but I just don't think that it's as far along as where she is right now.
I kind of, I don't see them as the final couple. And the reason is, I just think, I know Ari wants someone scrappy and different from her, but I feel like they're just a little too different to make a long-term thing.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. I can see that.
But she's going to go far. She's going to go far.
Also, she's amazing. What did you guys think? I mean, she said, I'm falling in love with you pretty quickly. She's the first person to use that word, right?
Yeah, it's her first date.
Before Crystal.
So, I don't know. Do you feel like she genuinely felt that way? Or do you think she was just smitten and, like, infatuated by this whole date?
Guys, not to bring this up, but Raven also went on a first date with Nick. And the first time they went on a date, she also said that she was falling in love with him.
Did she?
And they're also friends. Maybe it's
Raven's power strategy.
Yeah. Strategy. Say it first.
Yeah. Arkansas strategy.
Yes. I believe that.
The roller skating date, I remember it vividly. She said, I'm falling in love with him. And then Tia's first date.
Renee thinks about this date every day. Yeah.
No, but I think you might be right. I think part of it is strategy.
Very well could be.
And also define falling in love. Yeah. You know, like, that could be at the very beginning of falling in love. Maybe she's just walking up to the diving board.
Yeah, maybe.
She hasn't even approached the platform yet.
No. I love, like, the different stages in The Bachelor, though. I can see myself falling in love with you. Mm-hmm. I am falling in love with you. I'm in love with you.
Yeah.
I think she did say,
I think I'm falling in love with you.
Oh, yeah.
You forgot that. She's just thinking about feeling it. She's not actually feeling it yet.
Oh my gosh, so funny. Well, I guess we'll see. I mean, I'm so happy he gave her the rose.
Me too.
And obviously,
she'll go far.
She'll go far. Mm-hmm. I still really think that she is, like, definitely in the top for being the next Bachelorette.
Yeah, I see her being in top three and then possibly being Bachelorette, but I don't know who the runner-up's going to be yet, and that could be a deciding factor.
Unless it's her crazy boyfriend who comes back.
Ooh. I could so see that.
I could too, because she talked a lot about her exes tonight.
Do you know what this feels a bit like to me? Mm-hmm. Is Ben between JoJo and Lauren. And I feel like Tia is JoJo.
Well, they look a lot alike too, and Lauren looked like Lauren.
Yeah, and I think, like, the same way that Ben really... thought he wanted a JoJo type but ended up with a Lauren type. Mm. I think right now Ari thinks he wants a Tia type but is going to end up with more of a kind of conventional cookie cutter Bachelor.
I agree with you.
Very solid.
For sure.
We'll see.
I see.
Because I think Ari and Ben do have some stuff in common.
Yeah, I think so too.
In terms of their Bachelor type.
I gotcha.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
Good insight there.
Okay. So, and then after that, guys, it was just the rose ceremony. Not much to go on there. It was, like, pretty much Crystal's rose ceremony. I don't even know.
Like, I don't remember anything except for Crystal.
You know what? This rose ceremony told a lot about the other girls. a lot about Kendall, a lot about Becca. I was very surprised to, like, for Becca to be like, why are you here?
Yeah.
She talked a lot of shit this episode.
Yeah,
and I'm surprised for someone who has such a strong connection why she's letting Crystal get to her. And maybe she's just like, I don't know, maybe she's just there to have a good time. She's like, why are you here, like, killing off our vibe?
Yeah, Crystal is definitely pushing some buttons for Becca. But I really liked, actually, this was probably my favorite episode for Kendall because I really appreciated how she handled all of the Crystal drama. And she was very, as Taylor would say, emotionally intelligent about the whole situation. She was very aware of feelings happening. So,
yeah,
Crystal was not.
Crystal was not.
Kendall did a great way of talking to her where she was being assertive, making her point, but also keeping her cool.
Yeah.
Whereas Becca would often... Here's the thing. Becca makes great points, and we're all sitting there like, yeah, Becca, yeah. But she was also, like, a little more aggressive about it, kind of interrupting, whereas Kendall would, like, really listen. And Christine made a point that she's kind of like a teacher. And then, like, 2 minutes later, she brought out her question book, and we're like, oh, my God, she is.
She does speak like a teacher, though.
I want to know what the other 99 questions in that book are. The first one, number 99, is about eating humans. I'm like,
right?
I need that on my coffee table. Like, yeah. What's up?
Wait, we should all answer the question, would you guys? Because I would not.
I would not.
What was the, if you were...
Well, if it was life or death.
Life or death.
It was
that
like
was
a
the
tribal
question.
Ritual or something.
Yeah,
like that.
If you were to a country and their culture was to eat the remains of, like, the dead or whatever.
No,
I would not either. Also, eating people, like, changes your blood, and it's freaky stuff.
Jeff?
I gotta say, just to quickly...
He's like, yes, I
would. Avoid that one.
He's like,
I
would, medium rare, please.
First of all, I eat people every day. Yeah, that's my breakfast of choice. But the... just kidding. But the one... To quickly jump back to short hair Becca, I wasn't necessarily here for all the shade she threw. I was like, okay. I like that she was being sassy, and I like that she's spunky, but the more shade she threw, the more I was like, oh, you might be more of a typical bachelor contestant than I thought you were. Mm. It kind of bummed me out to see that much.
She can't be so perfect.
I know.
She asks all the amazing questions, and she's gorgeous.
You know,
right.
I think a lot of the other women were probably talking that much shade and, like, throwing that much shade, too. She just probably said it better than the rest of them.
She was like the Bibiana.
That's
the mouthpiece
a really good point.
Yeah. For
yeah.
it, you know?
Yeah.
But I will say the best question to me that she asked was, like, why are you still here?
Yeah.
She had no response, bro.
As far as we know, it was cut. I don't know.
I mean, even just that setup, like, to me, that was so, like, such a stinger. I was like, oof. Because she did pack her bags and shit, so...
Yeah, I mean, that was just ridiculous. Yeah. Like, she's what killed me was, oh my gosh, I think I wrote it down too, because Crystal was like, she said something about how, like, she knows she can convince him to give her a rose.
Yes.
And I was like, you are shady. Like, okay, obviously you're not here for him, or, like, you're not falling in love with him. Like, you just want to get a rose.
Yeah.
And that's where I was like, okay, I don't feel bad for you at all because you're scaring me right now. Like,
well, we saw this episode how competitive she is.
Yeah.
This is a game to her. We saw that with the simple game of bowling, how this blew up after
Her mom worked at the bowling alley. Okay, it brought back a lot of memories. Jeez.
That's true.
Wow.
That is true.
That's
her,
she
I hope her and
that.
Annalise with their flashbacks. Like, I hope they're together right now watching this.
I found that so manipulative, her story. Because we were all sitting there like, what's she going to say? What's she going to say? And soon she was like, my mom worked at a bowling alley. We're like, oh,
girl,
my
she pulled
God.
That out of her ass.
Yeah,
like, that literally was so just the
I'm
worst.
Gonna need proof that her mom worked at. I'm gonna need some W-9 forms, W-2. Like,
seriously. Jeff, your thoughts?
Can we quickly talk about their conversation once he... Wait, I'm trying to remember in the timeline when this happened.
This was at the end before, like, the cocktail
before the
party.
Okay. The one... A quick moment I want to just ask you guys about, if that's okay, is... I had one moment of concern with Ari, and that was when Crystal's like, this is our first fight, which of course isn't something that's good to say. And is it okay if I'm jumping to this right now? I don't know.
Yeah, get into it.
But Ari said something that I thought was a little concerning, and he said, and I hope it'll be our last.
No, he didn't
say
that.
He said it could be our last.
Right, and it could be our last.
Yeah.
Which I get that to a certain extent, but at the same time, I feel like if you're entering a marriage, you have to know that there will sometimes be conflict.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost wonder if Ari is mature enough to recognize that, like, sometimes conflict is an important part of a relationship.
No, I think he is, but I think that he was like, okay, like, I know that what he kept saying a million times, like, it's difficult being in this house and being in this situation, but outside in the real world, it's way more challenging.
Yeah.
So I think he just couldn't even handle her at all and was like, why am I getting into this with her?
Yeah. When she's picking fights about a bowling game, what is she going to pick fights about in real life?
Yeah. And how she handled the fight. Instead of going up to him and saying it made her upset, she hid in her hotel room.
Right. Yeah, I totally get that.
She was working on herself, okay?
Yeah, and clearly...
Give her some slack.
Yeah, and clearly Crystal's not for him, and she's got a lot to learn about relationships as well, but it was just an interesting thing to hear him say, and I was kind of wondering, I wonder if Ari is the kind of person that does panic if conflict shows up in a relationship.
I think it goes back to, like, what we were saying before about his type, about, like, wanting the feisty type, but really wanting to end up with someone who's a little more cookie-cutter,
exactly.
Maybe not as combative or, you know, letting him lead. So,
see, to be honest, I think it says, I think how he handled this situation or what he said says nothing about how he is outside of this show in his relationships because of the context of the fight, just how it went down. I think it just felt very immature considering this is also the time everyone's supposed to be having fun. They've got all these chemicals making them feel in love and all of that. So for someone to be like, I won and wanted alone time and I didn't get it. So I stood alone in my hotel room and refused to come down and talk to you.
I'm also reading the chat. I might have misheard it. Maybe when he said that could be our last, do you guys think he meant I might send you home?
Yes.
Oh, yes. I heard it as like, if we can work this out, we'll never fight again.
Oh, no.
Whoops. I'll just leave.
Like, yeah. That's a fair. No, he definitely meant it like, get your act together, girl.
Oh, good for him. Yeah. I love it. I totally
did not. Oh, my gosh, you're so funny.
No, I was going to say, because that was one of my favorite moments of his tonight. It was when he kind of put his foot down.
I'm here for it.
Yeah, I was proud of him.
Yeah, me too. I love it.
So that's why I think that him just giving her a rose was for sure a producer move.
For sure. I mean, even the way they were talking, he completely shut off. She even said it herself.
Yeah. Although, I will say, the girls that he sent home, the ones that he eliminated, he literally had zero connection with that we saw. So might as well keep Crystal, who he did bring home, who he had some feelings for already, who he started having a relationship. Like, why not give that one more chance?
We'll get the views up, ratings.
Yeah, but, like, really, though, Ashley, like, I'm sorry, cute girl, but, like, who are you? Yeah. Marique, Mikhail, at least we saw a little bit of Jacqueline this week.
Yeah, guys, this was a really special episode. We finally got to see a conversation between Ari and Jacqueline.
Yeah,
who knew?
Wow.
Didn't see it coming.
Big week.
What the Crystal drama does show is that she likes him, you know?
No!
I was going to say, I don't think she likes him.
She wants him to like her.
Yeah,
she cares, though, is what it shows.
She does care.
It's a self-esteem thing.
It's just, if you're getting nothing from some girl, if you're getting love...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, it's like, if you're getting love and ease, that's priority one. If you're getting fighting, that's better than getting nothing.
Yeah, so
that's why he kept
her. I see what you're saying. Yeah, that makes sense.
It's funny, though, because, like, I don't know if you guys saw Nick Vile's tweet. He was like, some people weren't happy I kept Corinne around so long, but at least she made you laugh and didn't take herself too seriously. Crystal doesn't even have a nanny. Like, he was being funny. But, like, really, though, like, she... At this point, I'm just so over it. Like, we were saying before, at least Corinne gave you some comedic relief at some point.
Like, yeah, I started Crystal to like just Corinne like, throughout Nick's season. Crystal just keeps
great.
Getting worse. Yeah. And then the promo for next week when she's like, they haven't seen nothing yet, like, with how she's going to be the girls, she just keeps getting worse. The second you're like, there's no way she's going to get worse, she does.
And there are truly just no redeeming qualities.
Nope,
none. Even Corinne, I felt like she was still attracted to Nick and she still wanted something from him. Like, I just think Crystal just wants to win this and, like, doesn't actually want anything from Ari. Like, she never talks about how he makes her feel, that she's what she can see. Like, she does, but, like, not in a way that's, like, when Tia's like, he makes me feel special, like, he's paying attention to me. Like, those are the things you need to be saying. Like,
Crystal's like, I need to be validated.
Which is crazy, because I feel like he's validating Crystal more than anyone else.
The most. Yeah. I don't understand it.
But you know what? I think it is. It does make sense. It's because he's validating her so much. So then when he's like not giving her all of his attention, when he's like, wait, no, I want to keep these other girls here for the date tonight because I want to talk to them too. It's like, wait a minute. Like, if you're not here for me, or if you're here for me, why do you want to talk to him? You know what I mean? I think this environment will screw you up.
I think it will absolutely make you crazy. And it goes back to, I understand kind of the spiral she got into in her head, because I genuinely think if any of us were put in that setting, given that validation, and then had to think like, oh, why did he want both groups rather than just me? It would drive you insane. But it's all about how then you respond to it. And the way she did was very childish, immature, and just doesn't look good.
Yeah, and even in that scenario, it's like your team won. So it's not like the one-on-one time was taken away from you particularly. You still were going to have to share that with other people.
Yeah.
It's not like it was like whoever had the top score wins and that one girl gets the time with him and you all get to go home. Like, you still had to share, so just chill out. Like,
agreed.
Guys, I'm gonna. So people in the chat roll kept saying that Becca was really rude on Twitter.
Becca M
was
rude
really
on Twitter.
Twitter tonight. But anyways, I think we should end our show with this, since Becca was the only one not sponsored by Fort Lauderdale tonight. She said, even Ari told me he hates bowling, but what else do you do in a city where the majority of the population has an AARP membership? Sorry, Fort Lauderdale.
Wow. Shade at Fort Lauderdale.
Anyways, and she threw a lot of shade at Crystal, saying Crystal probably thinks she sounds like Marilyn Monroe, and I think she sounds like a phone sex operator reject.
My heart.
I can guarantee I will continue to throw shade and confront people who need to be confronted, whether I'm 52 or 22. Can we please get over the age conversation already?
She is bold.
Yeah. I mean, I think if she was trying to be more funny, I'd like it better. But I don't know. It just kind of
she's just
like
being a little.
She's being a little mean.
The sex operator thing is just unnecessary.
It's not even funny. It's like, here's the thing. We like joke this. Like, I've watched her Instagram story. She doesn't always talk like this, but every time she's on the show, that's all she ever talks like. And it's annoying. But then to like keep it going, like in person, in Twitter, and everything.
I mean, to be fair, we make fun of her.
Yeah, we for sure make a lot of fun too. But
I don't know.
But we're not. I mean, we can be mean about it, but we like are doing it in a jokingly way. Yeah, like
we weren't on the show with her.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's different because I feel like we're making fun of a character. Do you know what I mean? Like to me, they're kind of a character. But like when you kind of, I don't know.
That's fair.
That is a good point about Fort Lauderdale, though. I'm still thinking about that because they spent 20 minutes talking about how awesome the city is, and then they went bowling.
Yeah, it's very true.
You could do that anyway. You probably do that in Arkansas.
That's right.
They could have did something on the waterfront.
It wasn't even a pretty bowling alley.
Do you guys think Becca's trying to like create a character?
Yes.
Like she's trying to secure her spot in the Bachelor franchise. Like, absolutely. I'm the shady Twitter girl.
That is exactly what she's doing. She is so active on Instagram. She is so active on Twitter. She is posting about the Bachelor.
I don't think that's
jokes.
Necessarily true. Like, I mean, fine, I could see it. But however, like, we're all active on Instagram and on Twitter. You know what I mean? If you're in the show, like, of course you're going to be active on it afterwards.
The other girls are not as active, or at least majority of them. I mean, even Becca K, we barely see her make jokes about the Bachelor.
Becca M is 22 years old. Like, she grew up on Twitter.
Yeah. Stop bringing up her age.
I know.
She's 52 or 22.
Oh, my God. All right, guys, real quick. Top three. Renee?
Becca K, Becca M, Tia.
Christine?
Tia, Becca K, Kendall.
Sterling?
Becca K, Tia, and Chelsea.
Okay, ooh. And Jeff?
Okay.
Becca K, Tia, and who is 20 Questions, I
Ashley.
Color?
Lauren B.
Lauren B.
Okay.
Sorry, guys.
My top three, Lauren B, Becca K, Becca M. Here for that.
Wow.
You guys, thanks so much for tuning in to another episode. Catch us every week here Mondays at 9 p.m. You can follow me across social media at Miss Zias.
You can find me everywhere at Sterling Cates.
You can find me everywhere at Christine Beam.
You guys can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel.
And see you guys next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.